then kick that verse of Psalm 19 says the heaven declare the glory of God. That's in the same line you're talking about.
I would like to add this, Brother Dave. I certainly believe, apart from the light of the Lord, I am the light in the sense of the blind man. He gives a certain knowledge to every creature that comes into this world of the knowledge of God. This is why in the Epistle of Romans, there's man is inexcusable because they have a different light that they have seen from the Lord Jesus Christ. And that light could be the light of creation, that light could be the light of the conscience, but there was every person has a sense of the knowledge of God. This is why man will be judged and condemned because they didn't only knew God. You see, the book of Romans says they knew, but they did the opposite. So there was a sense of the knowledge that was given in the coming of the Lord Jesus, based on the coming of the Lord Jesus to every man. But if you will, I want to follow the theme of the saints in Mawa as far as the security aspect of things. That when it comes to chapter 9, you would see the first thing that it says over here, apart that he was blind, it says there was no sin in this man. Let's not fool ourselves. Sickness was the result of sin. But what Christ has been trying to establish for the disciples and for this man is that this question of sin has been dealt with. And dear believer, sin has been dealt, your sin and mine, and it was dealt by the Lord Jesus Christ. The other aspect, it is the works of God. Why should it give me a sense of security? Because I haven't done anything to obtain this wonderful salvation and to obtain this wonderful knowledge. It is all from God's side. It is His works. And once the soul comes to the knowledge that it is the works of God, it is not my work, it gives a sense of security. But I want to lead on, continue with the verses when the Lord Jesus opened His eyes. It is so easy to say, because the Lord opened the eyes of other individuals as well. But the Lord, in the Gospel of John, He takes it a step further, if you will. And He introduces a word by the name of sent. And I think that's very important for the sense of security as well. The Lord could have easily said, let your eyes be open, and it was open. He could have easily touched His eyes, and they would open. But He introduces Him into this wonderful person as well that is called sent, and that is the Spirit of God. And this is what we see in the Gospel of John. That in the Gospel of John, the Lord desires for His own to know that they will be indwelt with the person of the Spirit of God. And for the believer, what a sense of security that you should have and I should have, that the Lord did not leave me as an orphanage. There is the Spirit of God who indwells the believer, which is a token, which is a display that the believer belongs to God regardless of your condition and mine. And thank God for this wonderful, wonderful security we have in Him.
It's actually the Spirit of God and the Word of God. Because there are two things. Before sin, He spat. There is something that came out of His mouth. That gracious word that came out of His mouth. That word spat mentioned three times. Twice in Mark and once in John. One in Mark has to do with the blind. The second one has to do with the man that holds spat and touched his ears with the hearing. Again, it is all connected with the Word of God. What comes out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. So it is His Word, and then it is His Spirit that takes that thing and secure eternity for the believer.
We can also make a comment about this man, which led to him receiving light, receiving the Lord. He was obedient to what he heard. He couldn't see, but he could hear. And he was obedient to what he heard. Now, how many hear the gospel? How many hear about the Lord Jesus and are not obedient? I think that number exceeds those that are, those that put their trust in Him. It doesn't come from any one of us that we know that. Faith is a free gift, a gift of God, but it doesn't come from me. The Lord Jesus has done it all. And for this man, if he had not obeyed what he heard, he would not have received sight. So obedience to what we hear from the Scriptures is vital to our salvation. It's easy to hear these things and to say, well, when I'm older, maybe I'll put my trust in the Lord. Let me tell you something. We live in a dangerous world. I don't have to tell you that. And there may be no tomorrows, even if the Lord tarries. We should always be conscious of the fact that our lives here are limited. Time is short. The time to trust in the Lord, to be obedient to His word, is today. Not tomorrow, or next week, or next year, or when you're as old as I am. That may be too late. And there's very little time for you to do the works that the Lord wants you to do, because you're moving on in years. So let's remember, this man had to obey what he heard in order to receive sight.
Well, there is man's responsibility.
What was it absolutely necessary for the Lord to have anointed his eyes and then for him to wash?
I was thinking of the matter of clay. I think that's the most unlikely thing that you would do for a blind person. Why would you put dirt in a blind person's eyes? Or even in a person who sees, why would you put dirt in their eyes? Because one of the purposes that our eyelashes serve is to protect the eyes from the dust by gathering it in the eyelashes. So to use dirt as a means of accomplishing this objective is most unlikely from a natural perspective. But again, who are we working with? Who are we talking about? The one who has the supremacy over all things. I wonder if the clay does not bring before us somewhat of his own character as coming into humanity. The matter of incarnation, taking on humanity, God and man in one glorious person, and taking on with it the conditions of humanity in order to take up man's need. And I think that this is the implication of the matter of the clay. And then he sends him to go and wash.
Well, so that he sees.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if he was just a creator there. Just like he took dust in Genesis and made man, it's the same person is taking dust, putting eyes in there.
But I think it's true that he had to become conscious of his impediment. Like, the sinner has to be made conscious that he is a sinner before he can be saved. But this man had to become conscious that he's blind, so he touches his eyes. So he's more conscious now.
I would like to suggest this. It's a wonderful work of the clay. But I certainly believe, if I want to bring 2 Corinthians 4 into the picture again, that it is a continuation of what Paul was talking about. That he doesn't only bring that light shone out of darkness, but then he says, the verse after that, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So what the Lord had brought, the spat, when he spat, comes from within. And that was mixed with that clay, if you will, and given to that man, or given into the sight of this man. And this is where the verse comes in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power of God might be of who? From God, and not of us. And this is what the application I want to bring as well to the clay aspect.